All right, I'm here to talk more about Google's March 2024 core update. I want to talk to you about how it affected my website, mikeshuey.com. I want to share more information about how a lot of people have been affected by this. My site just nosedived in traffic, just in one day, in fact. Now, the interesting thing is this site that I have created has a combination of edited AI. It has a few articles that were just pure AI content that I read through, proofread, checked to make sure that the information was factual, and I just released it without doing much editing at all. In the past, I've talked about how that's not a great way to do things. Do I think that's what affected my traffic? I don't. The articles were helpful, they were on point, and the AI writer had done a good job creating the article and meeting search intent. None of this is discriminatory between writers. I use Agility Writer, I use SEO Writing, I use Koala Writer, all three. I like all three tools and will continue to use them. But the point is, I did get hit. So another thing I wanted to point out before we look at Google Search Console is I used a tool called Exemplary.ai to just purely take audio files and transcribe them. I did a YouTube video. I took the audio file. I had the tool transcribe it. And then I posted it as a blog post. My own words, just like I'm talking right now. And some of those articles were getting pretty decent traffic, at least a few visits a day, and they got hit as well. It didn't seem to discriminate between pure AI content, edited AI content, or simply just transcribing audio direct from my YouTube videos. Let's go ahead and take a look and see what happened. This site's very new. It's only about 6 months old. It has maybe 50 posts. And so it really wasn't pulling in a ton of organic traffic in the first place. And these little peaks that you see every time I release a video, I have a lot of people that will look at the description in the video and then jump over to my site and check out my site. So that's what these peaks are. Here's what happened. Prior to this big drop-off that occurred on Wednesday, March 6th, where I went from 337 impressions down to 8. The last time that I checked a tool that I use called Labrica, and Labrica was over at AppSumo, and basically what it does is it just takes all your keywords and then it tells you what position those keywords are in Google. I had about 10 of my articles were somewhere within the top 10, anywhere from number 1 to number 10, and then I had about 10 more articles that were in the top 20. So 20 of my 50 or so blog posts were in the, at least in the top 20. So that's sort of where I was prior to this happening and how Google was treating my pages. Now, I write about blogging and I write about YouTube. And I can tell you right now, if you're thinking about creating a niche blog and you're thinking about doing it in the blogging space or the YouTube space, that's got to be one of the toughest spaces to even break into. I was pretty happy just having 20 pages that were in the top 20 in Google, because the competition in this area is really fierce, with lots of very aged domains with big backlinking profiles. And so, you know, that's why most of my traffic came from YouTube. And that was okay, because really I created the website to support the channel, not so much to gain organic traffic. But I still cared, you know, I still wanted traffic from Google. And so that's where I was at prior to this big drop off here on Wednesday, March 6th. The interesting thing is I immediately went out and I looked at security and manual actions, because a lot of people were talking about getting a manual action. My understanding is a manual action means a physical person from Google actually looked at the site and decided to give it a manual action. And before I go deeper here, I just want to make it very clear. I am not an SEO professional. I don't want to be an SEO professional, especially when I see stuff like this. I would hate to be a professional SEO right now. I'm just like you. I'm learning about SEO every day. And right now, everything that I've learned sort of seems blown out of the water, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's go ahead and see if I got a manual action. I was curious if I did, and no issues detected there. So that's a really good thing There is no manual action. This gives me hope that the page will bounce back as the update continues, because a lot of people have been hit by this. Not just me. We're talking thousands and thousands of websites have been hit like this. So the other interesting thing is if you look at my page indexing, it says 44 indexed, 15 aren't indexed. So I would expect to see some kind of reason why they aren't indexed. So let's just take a quick peek. And it just says why pages aren't indexed. These are pages that aren't indexed, can't be served on Google. I find this interesting, and I'll tell you why. If we go over here to this Chrome browser, which I have set an incognito browser, so mikeshuey.com is indexed, and all of these pages are indexed. And in fact, some of the pages they say aren't indexed, according to Google Search Console, have actually been re-indexed by Google. So there's a ton of articles here that are still in Google. So that's good. At least they're still in. They haven't completely been blown out of the indexing. And when I looked, many of the articles that they said weren't indexed are indexed. We got that out of the way. Another thing that's pretty interesting is if you just do a search, Mike Shuey, I show up number one. And then, you know, you start seeing my YouTube videos down below. That's good. I've heard of actual brands that are gone. You type in the brand, you can't find them. I find that pretty interesting. I don't know what brands those were, but that's what I've heard. Then the other really interesting thing, and it just sort of blows my mind, is when you type in myth of non-factual blog niches, this was a blog article that I wrote, and I actually did a video about it. This, of course, is a very long tail keyword. You should be able to rank for it very easily. But the fact that you can type it in an incognito browser and this particular blog post, and it's the only one that I have showing up in Google right now in the number one slot, is this blog post. Now, I know some people will say, well, it's one of those long tail keywords. You know, anybody should be able to rank an article for some long tail keyword like this. And that's true. But my point is, I haven't disappeared from Google. I've held number one for this particular keyword for a long time, since October, and I'm still there. So for some reason, Google blessed this page, but all my other pages are, you know, 50 or below. You know, they're just literally impossible to find. So what are some of the things that are going on? If we go back, this particular SEO, Julian Goldie, he was very public with some of the bulk AI content production that he was doing on some of his test sites, and he got slammed hard. He had an interview with Charles Floth. I highly recommend that you go look this up. I'll put a link to this particular YouTube video in the description, and you can go check it out. I think you'll find it a really interesting conversation. If you've been hit hard by this particular update, you can go in, see what they have to say. See if there's anything you can glean from it. Now, another thing that I've noticed, if you do a search March 2024 Google Core Update Reddit, you're going to see tons and tons and tons of conversations about people and their websites. And when I've read through these are people that have websites that are 5 years old. They have absolutely no AI content. They feel like they've met search intent. They've had lots of good organic traffic. They've had lots of good feedback about their blogs. And then some of the people that have been hit are a combination of AI and manually written content. Some of it's edited AI content. It's just all over the board. This particular update just sort of blows my mind. About 9 years ago, I had a website. It was about tactical flashlights. I wrote all my own reviews, shot all my own pictures, bought each tactical flashlight that I reviewed, very complete reviews, everything. And I was making at one point about $700 a week from this Amazon affiliate site. I mean, it was awesome. And then there was a core update, and I got slammed with a manual action. They said that I had thin content. This is the interesting thing. You know, when that happened to me, I looked at other flashlight websites that all they had done was grabbed manufacturers' pictures, grabbed content from the manufacturers. You could tell these people had never even used these flashlights. Yet some of these sites survived. Mine did not. and I could never figure out why. I tried to resubmit it to Google. Finally, I just gave up, bought a new domain, and started the site over again. That's what I had to do. I'm not sure how to recover from a manual action. I don't know how you fared. I'd love to hear in the comments how your sites are doing. Hopefully, they're doing better than my own personal website. Thankfully, you know, it supports the YouTube channel. I have a fairly extensive mailing list. So when I, you know, release a blog post, I can also release it to the folks on my mailing list. So I'm still going to have traffic coming from my site, even if it isn't Google. But again, this is why I really emphasize, you know, blog plus podcast, blog plus YouTube channel, blog plus social media. You have to be trying to drive traffic to your site from other sources beyond just Google. Google's a great search engine. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to develop the best search experience that they can for people that come and use the site. So I get it. You know, that's something that they need to do. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that there's still quite a few changes to come during the month. I'm not panicking right now. You know, I hate to lose traffic, but I still think there's a lot more that's going to go on. That's just my opinion. So just hang in there. Tell me in the comments how your sites are doing. I'd be interested. But anyway, I just wanted to show you this. So if you have been de-indexed in any way, you're not alone. You've got some company. I hope this has been helpful. And until next time, take care.